Everyone, it is June 3rd at 5:31 PM and this is a special meeting of the Assembly of the Borough and City of Wrangell, Alaska. Could I please have a roll call, Kim?
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes, here.
Long?
Here.
Decker? Powell?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Present. Is there any persons to be heard, Kim?
No, Mr. Mayor, there are no persons to be heard.
Thank you. Conflict of interest. Sorry, I've got the wrong view up. One second, guys. I apologize. All right. Is there any conflicts of interest? Assembly Member Gilbert, could I please pass the gavel to you?
Yes.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Two conflicts. We are minority shareholders in my son's fishing business, and he sells some of his fish to sea level. And my adult daughter, who does live in my home, is employed by sea level.
Mr. Mayor, pending assembly dissent, I find no conflict of interest.
Thank you. Any other conflicts? Seeing none. New business, A, approval of a memorandum of understanding with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, SURCH, in the amount of $60,000 for COVID-19 testing for sea level seafood employees.
Move to approve the borough manager to draft and execute a memorandum of understanding with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in the amount of $60,000 for COVID-19 testing for sea level seafood employees. This is Patty.
Patty's moved.
This is Ann. I'll second that.
Seconded by Ann. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us an administrative report on that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to give the assembly some information here. The borough is trying to facilitate making sure that the sea level seafoods employees are being tested throughout the entire season. What this does is it provides for six tests approximately 2 weeks apart for each of the 50 employees. That includes both resident and non-resident employees, and covers the cost of the testing processing from SURCH. The test itself is free, but this is the cost of the test processing. And we are just trying to be good community partners. This is one of the things that the CARES money is designed to be spent on. And we're, again, we just wanna make sure that the processing workers are being tested to the maximum degree possible while they're in our community. It's a safety measure for the entire town. And as you can see there, the cost, we're anticipating up to a worst case scenario of $52,500. We've got a threshold in there of 60 just in case. There are some options that we're looking at, as I explained in the agenda statement, that we may be able to go to. However, we did get some clarification on a meeting with public health today. We had a meeting with the state regarding the airport and fisheries testing. And essentially the way things were lined up for us is SURCH requests testing equipment and supplies through SURCH requests those through ANTHC, Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, through Indian Health Services. They have a separate pipeline. There's an allocation of supplies that goes to them. If that allocation of supplies is not available, then our EOC is able to go and ask for other supplies. So it gets a little bit tricky for us asking for what I would consider to be competing supplies to do a different type of testing protocol here, rather than go through our local hospital. We're still exploring those opportunities, as is SURCH. And we had a follow-on call today, a group of us did, city and SURCH folks, just exploring other partnerships in the community to help pay for maybe community testing or industry-wide testing of fisheries or other business cohorts. Looking at our partners, perhaps WCA would be interested as they're getting some CARES funding, et cetera. So again, we're looking at this as a worst case scenario, and we're continuing to look at other options that might allow us to do this at less direct cost to us, so that we could reserve those CARES money for other things.
Any questions for the city manager? Maya.
Yes, thank you. So the fishing industry is obviously a huge industry in Alaska and in our community, as is the tourism industry. It kind of battles one and two with big industries in Alaska. Does this CARES money that's now being used for testing for, I mean, is there any open room now for, say, tourism to get a budget of some of these tests so that they could maybe raffle up a season? And those, I mean, I'm just, this is just a conversation about testing and what industries that we can help out.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask for clarification?
Absolutely.
Assemblymember DeLong, are you asking if CARES money can be made available to test visitors coming in, or are you asking about testing being made available for the business cohorts, the employees of tourism-related businesses? Because we certainly are having conversations about how the borough, with our CARES money, might be able to assess other industries as well, other business cohorts. I'm not sure, I don't think I'd be comfortable saying we could open it up to visitors coming in to be tested, which that's being handled by the state now. We learned that anybody coming in by air, that testing is being covered by the state, any visitors coming in. But assisting with business cohort testing for local tourism industry businesses, certainly that's a conversation we would have.
Okay, just because, you know, as each, you know, fish processors, fish has, you know, per pound, that's what we make. I mean, visitors coming, they each have a dollar on their head to the money that they're spending in and around town. So they're visitors, but they're also an economic stimulus people. And that, so I don't know if I'm being clear, kind of making a point about being able to, yeah, maybe, I don't know, open this up to give some leeway to even small boats that could still get in and get some people tested and, you know, still salvage a season if we were able to get some testing done.
Assemblymember DeLong, maybe I can just clarify a little bit further. The state is paying and providing testing for anyone who wants to come from Wrangell from out of state. That is available. And they are taking care of that, and that will be done through search. We have elected to use the, or are suggesting using the CARES Act money, because at this point we're a little bit uncertain where the testing for the fisheries was going to come from. So that's why we're putting this in place, so we catch these workers early before they come. If anybody is coming from out of state as of Friday, which they can start doing now for tourism, they will be offered a test at our airport and are encouraged to get a test prior to coming to our airport. So anybody who's planning to do a season can do a season. There's no hindrance to them as of Friday at midnight. Anybody can fly here and go on a tour, do whatever they want. So there's no, if there was an impediment to that, we could do something for them, but that's being provided by the state. So as far as eking out a season, as of Friday at midnight, it's on. They can market, advertise, bring anybody they want into the community. So, and the other, just quickly, the other thing I'll point out, Assemblymember DeLong, is that we have spent a great deal of money, of the CARES Act money, that benefits not just, you know, multiple industries. So for example, the alternate care site, if somebody brings in a tourist and that tourist tests positive at the airport, the alternate care site is available to them as well. So that there's, you know, that multiple things are happening to support business and economic activities within the community. It's not this one is helping out the plant, but we're just trying to cover it off until we know exactly how it's going, if that makes sense.
No, thank you for the clarification. Yeah.
You bet. Lisa, if you want to do a follow-up on that.
Right, I just wanted to add, we're also looking at ways to be able to catch, or I shouldn't say catch, but offer the same testing to people coming in by chartered flights or on private planes that may come in or on private yachts. The state is offered to pay for anybody that comes in via any mode. And so figuring out how to make that testing available in different locations or to direct people to go to where that testing is available so that it can be covered. We certainly will do that for any visitor coming to the state. Coming where Wrangell is their first destination. If they're arriving in another, if they're coming into the state via another location first, then that same testing would be available to them in Ketchikan or Sitka or Juneau, Fairbanks, Anchorage, any of those places.
Assembly Member Powell.
I had two different people come to me and ask me why the city of Wrangell are spending taxpayers' money to help the cannery. So Lisa, I know you've explained this 100 times, but some way or another, we need to let people know what this CARES Act money is, why we're trying to spend it on the stuff we're supposed to, and what can happen with the money when we can't spend it.
Thank you, Assemblymember Powell and Mr. Mayor, if I may. The CARES Act funding is federal funding that was passed down from the state thankfully to municipalities in Alaska. And we are required to spend that money on CARES Act response and mitigation. We cannot spend that money on non-CARES Act related items. It's not local taxpayers' money. Certainly it's coming from the federal government. So at some level it's taxpayer money, but this is not a local tax generated money. It's not local sales tax generated money or local property tax generated money or local fee generated money at all. This was federal funding. And if we don't use the money, it has to be paid back. And we have to use the money by December. And again, it has to be used for COVID mitigation or COVID-19 related planning. And there are a number of things that fall underneath that eligibility, but we cannot use it for revenue replacement. So lost revenue that we are expecting a loss of sales tax or a loss of other revenue, programmatic revenue to the city, we can't make that up. One of the things we can do is help give money out to the community for different ways. And the assembly just recently approved $400,000 to go toward community measures, community assistance that we're working toward. This is just another one of those ways to help be a partner with industry and cover the costs of something that is covered by the CARES Act. And on our call today, when I explained what we were doing in partnership with our fisheries, the Department of Health said, thank you so much for doing that. That's exactly what this CARES Act was intended, the CARES Act money was intended for.
Thank you very much.
Assembly Member Gilbert.
Oh, thank you. Whenever you present something to the assembly concerning CARES Act funds, would you provide a running tally for us on funds that are already allocated for various causes? I think I've got it up to about 560,000, with 100,000 going to the alternate care site. So that would be helpful.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Please.
So yes, Assembly Member Gilbert, again, the finance director and I were speaking about this just before the meeting tonight. I'm gonna tick off some things for you here. The running tally actually is quite a bit higher than that. There's the 400,000 for community distribution programs that was approved a couple of weeks ago. There's the just over 200,000 for the ambulance that was approved. There's the 100,000 for the alternate isolation site, which as it turns out, we may actually be able to get FEMA funding for. So we're watching that very closely. And there are many other smaller things that I'm going to say probably add up to $20,000 or so, maybe 30. Those are supplies and things that we've ordered, cleaning supplies and like installing barriers in our offices, things like that. And then there is, although we haven't allocated this money yet, we are going to be able to submit for several hundred thousand dollars of reimbursement in staff time, because under the CARES Act, 100% of public safety time is allocatable to, is considered to be CARES right now. So the entire, for half of March, all of April, all of May, and all of June for this fiscal year, we will be able to submit for all public safety wages, the vast majority of my wages, the vast majority of several other staff persons' wages as well. I won't tick them all off, but many, many people are working on COVID. And the CARES Act allows for you to take pre-budgeted staff time that has been reallocated for COVID purposes and request reimbursement for that. So we are all documenting on our timesheets how much time we are spending throughout the day on COVID-related items so that those reimbursements can be made. And we expect that that will be several hundred thousand dollars by the time it's all said and done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember Gilbert. Other questions? All right, Assemblymember DeLong.
Just for CARES Act funding, is that used for media we're using right now too? Because, you know, we're putting, I don't know, different media out there.
CARES Act related funding can be used for media related items. So if we're advertising for something, and actually I've had a conversation with Cindy from KSTK because they've been doing a significant amount of broadcasting and assisting us with the COVID updates and providing, their broadcasting all of these special meetings and updates that we've had, which is well above and beyond what they would normally be doing. We've had a conversation. So she's going to be providing me with some information so that we can look at doing something potentially for KSDK. So yes, if we put special notification in the newspaper, yes. The time spent building our new COVID website, the cost of hosting that, any of those things, we are able to seek reimbursement for. All of the newsletters and the insert in the newspaper for that the Reopen Wrangell Responsibly Task Force put in, all of that is eligible for CARES Act funding.
Great, thank you. Yeah, and KSDK, I have to mention, has done above and beyond with all the special updates in the evenings and everything. So, yeah, thank you.
Any other comments from anyone? Questions? Okay, seeing none. Poll vote, please, Kim.
That's okay. Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. All right, that was our only item for this this meeting. So we are going to adjourn at 5:49. Do we have to re-gavel in for our budget workshop, Kim?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we're going to adjourn at 5:49. And...